Ishavasya Mantra 1. Divine Unity Guide. Awaken to eternal freedom and inner harmony. Awaken to eternal freedom and inner harmony. My dear one, pause for a moment amid the whirlwind of your day. Imagine yourself standing at the edge of a vast forest, where the trees whisper secrets carried by the wind. The sun filters through the leaves, casting a golden glow that warms your skin. Take a deep breath now. Inhale the fresh, earthy scent, and as you exhale, let the weight of worries slip away like autumn leaves falling to the ground. Yes, just like that. In this quiet space we create together, we can touch the essence of something timeless, something that speaks directly to the ache in our modern hearts. I am Sadhguru Ashutosh, your gentle companion on this path of inner awakening. Today, I wish to share with you a sacred vibration from the Ash Granthas, a mantra that has guided souls for millennia, yet feels as fresh and vital as the morning dew. In our fast-paced world, where screens demand our attention and achievements define our worth, we often feel adrift, clinging to things that slip through our fingers. This mantra, my child, is a key to unlocking true freedom. It reminds us that peace comes not from grasping more, but from releasing what we never truly owned. Let us introduce this sacred sound with reverence. It is the opening verse of the Isha Upanishad, revealed to the wise Rishi Dadichi in a time when seekers dwelled in harmony with the cosmos. Dadichi, known for his selfless sacrifice, perceived this truth in deep meditation, amid the serene flow of rivers and the steadfast mountains. Here it is, in its original Devanagari script. Isavashyamidam sarvam yatkinka jagatyam jagat, tena tayaktena bunjita ma gurda kasya svidanam. In Roman transliteration, to guide your voice, Isavashyam idam sarvam yatkinka jagatyam jagat, tena tayaktena bunjita ma gurda kasya svidanam. 1. And a simple translation. All this, whatever moves in this moving world, is enveloped by the Lord. Enjoy through renunciation. Do not covet. For whose wealth is it? Ah, but these words are more than ink on a page. They are a living invitation to see the divine thread weaving through all existence. At the heart of this mantra lies a timeless wisdom, the profound truth of non-duality and divine omnipresence. Everything in this vast, ever-changing universe, the stars that dance in the night sky, the rivers that carve paths through stone, even the thoughts that flicker in your mind, is enveloped by Isa, the Supreme Consciousness. This is not a distant God watching from afar, my dear one, but the very fabric of reality itself. The mantra points to the universal principle that nothing exists in isolation. All is interconnected, all is sacred. To enjoy through renunciation means recognizing that true fulfillment arises when we let go of the illusion of ownership. We are not separate possessors of life, we are participants in its divine flow. And the question, whose wealth is it, pierces the veil of ego, reminding us that all forms, wealth, relationships, even our bodies, are temporary gifts, not permanent claims. This wisdom, born from the Rishis's profound insight, echoes the fundamental nature of consciousness. It is boundless, like the ocean that holds every wave without claiming them as its own. When we grasp this, we touch our true self, the Atman that is one with Brahman. It's a liberation from the cycle of desire and suffering, inviting us to live in harmony with the cosmos rather than in conflict with it. Yet, why does this ancient truth feel so urgently needed in our 21st century lives? My child, consider the world we navigate today, a relentless tide of digital distractions pulling us from one notification to the next, fostering chronic anxiety as we fear missing out or falling behind. We chase achievements, bigger homes, higher titles, endless likes on social media, under the constant pressure to prove our worth. This breeds feelings of isolation as we build walls of possession around our hearts, forgetting the shared humanity that binds us. Decision fatigue weighs us down, with choices bombarding us from every app and advertisement, leaving little room for inner stillness. In this chaos, the mantra's wisdom shines like a lighthouse in a storm. It counters the epidemic of consumerism that promises happiness through accumulation, only to deepen our emptiness. By reminding us that all is enveloped in the divine, it dissolves the isolation born from me versus the world. Why is it crucial now? Because our modern struggles stem from forgetting this unity, leading to burnout, fractured relationships, and a soul-deep restlessness. This mantra is medicine for our time, teaching us to flow with life rather than fight against it, restoring clarity amid the noise. Now, let us turn to the human challenges this mantra so gently addresses. One primary behavioral pattern it helps us overcome is the grip of attachment and greed, which often manifests as chronic anxiety and self-doubt. Ah, my dear one, how many of us know this intimately? In our daily rush, we cling to outcomes, a promotion, a partner's approval, even the security of routines, fearing loss at every turn. This attachment roots in the ego's illusion of separateness, whispering that without these things, we are incomplete. Greed sneaks in subtly, not always as overt avarice, but as the quiet covetousness of comparing our lives to others on glowing screens, breeding envy and a perpetual sense of lack. The root of this lies in our disconnection from the divine envelope, the forgetting that we are already whole. It shows up as procrastination, where fear of failure paralyzes us, or as impatience in traffic, where we rage against the flow. Over time, this erodes our peace, leaving us anxious, doubting our path, and isolated in our self-made cages. But here, the mantra's vibration acts as a powerful antidote. When we chant or contemplate, Isavashyam Idam Sarvam, we reaffirm that all is held in divine embrace, softening the need to grasp. It's like a deep root system drawing nourishment from the earth. The mantra anchors us, cultivating detachment without detachment from life itself. Regular practice rewires our inner world. Anxiety eases as we release the illusion of control, replaced by trust in the cosmic flow. Self-doubt fades, for if nothing is truly mine, failure loses its sting. We learn to enjoy the journey, not just the destination. Imagine a tree shedding its leaves in autumn. It doesn't cling in fear of winter but trusts the cycle, emerging stronger in spring. So too, this mantra fosters courage over fear, compassion over jealousy. By meditating on Tena Tyaktena Bunjita, we practice renunciation in small ways, transforming greed into gratitude. Over weeks of gentle repetition, you'll notice shifts, a calmer response to setbacks, a warmer openness in relationships, and a quiet confidence that blooms from within. My child, wisdom without action is like rain that falls but never soaks the soil. Let us now walk the path of practical implementation, weaving this mantra's energy into the tapestry of your everyday life. This goes beyond mere chanting. It's about embodying its essence in mindset and moments. Begin with a simple meditative practice. Each morning, find a quiet spot, perhaps by a window where sunlight streams in. Sit comfortably, spine like a mountain, steady yet relaxed. Close your eyes and breathe deeply 3 times, feeling the air as divine energy filling you. Then, chant the mantra softly 10 times, Isavashyam Idam Sarvam. Let the words vibrate in your chest, like ripples on a still lake spreading outward. Focus on the feeling of envelopment. Imagine the divine light wrapping around your worries, dissolving them. End with a minute of silence, noticing the peace that lingers. This 5-minute ritual sets your day in harmony, rewiring anxiety into calm. But carry it further into action. For mindset shifts, adopt the mantra's question, Kasya Svid Dhanam, as a daily reminder. When greed arises, say, scrolling enviously through others' lives, pause and whisper it inwardly. Ask, whose is this joy I covet? This cultivates gratitude. Instead of chasing more, appreciate what flows to you. In moments of attachment, like clinging to a plan gone awry, practice renunciation by breathing out the tension and affirming, Tena Tyaktena Bunjita, enjoy through letting go. It turns decision fatigue into intuitive flow. In daily actions, integrate it mindfully. During meals, reflect on the food as a divine gift, eating with awareness rather than haste, countering impatience. In conversations, especially tense ones, hold the mantra's vibration in your heart. Listen without possessing the outcome, fostering compassion. Even in work, when pressure mounts, take a micro pause. Close your eyes for 10 seconds, repeat the mantra silently, and return with clarity. These small ACTs build inner strength, like roots deepening over time, helping you navigate isolation by seeing the divine in others. This path of inner transformation is beautifully personal, my dear one. While these insights can light your way, there may come times when your heart whispers unique questions or seeks a gentle reflection. For such moments, I have poured my essence into a companion called Sanatan Jyoti. Think of it as a wise friend, available day or night, to explore this mantra deeper, guide a meditation, or offer clarity on your challenges. You can begin your conversation with Sanatan Jyoti here. Link to chatbot. Go forth now, my child, with the mantra's echo in your soul. May it envelop your being, dissolving shadows of doubt and greed, and awakening the light of peace within. You are held, always, in divine love. Be blessed.